We had some real nuts in our church. One old lady got up one Sunday morning, run off at the mouth a while, claiming to speak in tongues. Then she prophesied. All you women wearing makeup and dumping on the women. Now, she looked like the woman we sang about earlier. That's usually the ones that do this. Dad says, "Shut up and sit down." And she sat down. And my dad. And then, you know, after he trained me and turned me into a mean machine, then he plays this sweet role all his life. I warn you, I may not preach today. I'm having too much fun with a little historical study. Mom and Dad went to call on her that night. She says, "I studied that message and planned it for weeks." As her bitterness toward a few good-looking ladies in the church that her husband had been looking at came out. See, some people have been afraid to put their finger on flesh that sails under the name of God. I've told you about the evangelist I helped and worked with once that when he couldn't win an argument would say, "Let's pray." And then he'd grab my hands and he'd get that white of the eyes below the eyelid look, you know. Some of them have that ability to roll their eyes upward and not quite close their eyelids. So all you see is that band of white right under the eyelids. That's really spiritual. Then he'd win his argument by ringing God in on it. "Oh God." Remember we had the one in the church? You always took churches like this and had to redo them. Remember the one in Orville? Or how about Ukiah? This is not apocryphal, this is true. The lady who prophesied. "Yea, behold, thou sayest, thou watchest only the news on TV, but behold, thou watchest I Love Lucy also." It's so unbelievable they have to look at my parents to get confirmation. Then we used to have the one that would take off in every service. The minute you started feeling good, go, Seneca. I'm really working, Ron, to make your song acceptable. Remember that one? I could go all day. There ain't nothing that I haven't seen. And I've seen them all. What I haven't seen, Stan and Ethel have. What they haven't seen, I haven't seen Mom and Dad have. Remember Dad, he told you, "You can't get Phil if you don't get those old hands up in the air." On Thursday nights, they gathered to pray the weak ones through. See, I don't care what your experience is. That's your business. What I care about is the intrusion into my following of the Lord and His Word with all of my heart. On Thursday nights, they gathered to pray the weak ones through. The loudest ones got in my ear and told me what to do. Probably some of you will want the tape of me saying, "Mon sinni Sheelai." Where's Gil? Dad called him Gail. It's Gil. You go home on your Honda? On Thursday nights, they gathered to pray the weak ones through. The loudest ones got in my ear and told me what to do. Say, jeez, 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 jeez. Down in Beaumont, Texas, there's a little Episcopalian lady there that had great fame for giving people the, quote, the baptism. And the way she would do it, she'd get them down in front of her and she'd say, now, blow bubbles for Jesus. You wonder why intelligent people have turned off. I mean, can you see God saying, now, Gabriel, some of these people need a little spiritual experience, and it's time we help them a little. Now, Gabriel, take your trumpet and lay it aside, and you go down there, and you tell them, blow bubbles for Jesus. People came from far and wide to Beaumont, Texas, to have this lady give them the baptism. Blow bubbles for Jesus now, everybody. Say, jee, 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 jee. Now raise your hands up high. Tilt your head back. Loose your tongue. Let the praises fly. See, don't you believe in the glossolalia? You sure do. I believe, like Paul, better say one word understood in a congregation than 1,000. Amazing to me that people have never asked themselves, why did Paul have to tell those tongue-talking Corinthians that he spoke in tongues more than all of them? If he did it, he wouldn't have to tell them. If he did it in their presence, they hadn't seen him. He took a valid experience in private prayer life relationship and a catering to the weak in the public relationship when prophecy would suffice to those that were strong. He had a valid experience, but not this. You don't need this crutch. Say, geez, 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 geez. Now raise your hands up high. Some of us that were around many years, your dad didn't need to do this. Your dad had some imitators. He used to pray for people and they just fall. Bang. Then the imitators came along. Now, folks, this phenomenon follows my ministry wherever I go, and don't you resist the Lord now. And don't let it frighten you, but people tend to fall when I pray for them, and don't you resist the Spirit now. Then you got some Charlie Atlas that lifts weights all week, and then he comes and lines up behind them to catch him. My attitude is, if it's God, let him fall. I mean, if it isn't God, they need a good bump. If it is God, let him, you know. What is this business? Healing the sick and the afflicted, but we got to let them down easy for fear they get a bruise. Just let them go. I wish they'd line them up right here, around this with a long 3-foot drop. We'll see how eager they are to fall. And in the Bible, you know, when they saw an angel of the power of God came, God picked them up. I want to see somebody come along that's praying and they're being picked up. I want to see a revival meeting where everybody's levitated. See, I believe in reality. That's why I get so upset at the imitators trying to imitate. Catherine Kuhlman had a gift of seeing dedicated to God. Long come the imitators, working up some kind of false creedal position, calling it a word of knowledge, and everybody's calling out everything, particularly during the telethon. Somebody watching television has got spinal miniopolis. It means you have a little horn on the third vertebrae that turns 3 degrees left. Now, if you feel a pain back there, it's going to go away right now. Well, how many thousands of people are watching in any city with a pain back there somewhere? Now, I believe God will respond to an individual's faith, even if a trained parrot quotes a verse of Scripture. But that does not give validity to some of the foolishness that's going on today. Some said, send the fire, Lord. Others said, send the rain. They squeezed my jaws and shook me and screamed in Jesus' name. Remember that healing evangelist came to Gridley? Some poor guy had a boil on his nose. And this old fellow says, heal him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Grab that nose. Well, anybody knows you lance a boil, it's going to get better. The greatest miracle I ever saw in my life was that guy just let out a bellow and didn't kill the evangelist. You remember that, Dad? I've seen them all. I went across Australia after they were spitting. The evangelist was saying everything was a demon. So he'd call them into the side prayer room, make them confess all their inner sex urges. Seemed like the demons only work one way with real holiness people. That's sex things. When I was in Bible school before I went to college, they'd have confession services. I never heard things like some of those girls confessed. I mean, I sat there and they'd get up and confess to what evil thoughts were preying on their mind. And there's a couple of them that I knew. Oh. In the biblical sense of that word. What I was intending to say is a couple of the guys that I knew were sitting back there with a gleam in their eye as they listened to this unfolding. They spent the rest of their school term trying to get a date. You're looking at a miracle, absolute living miracle, that I found God in the midst of all that ignorance and stupidity. That I actually pierce through it to Jesus Christ and His Word. Some said, send the fire, Lord. Others said, send the rain. They squeezed my jaws and shook me and screamed in Jesus' name. When several folks got dizzy and mumbled as they reeled, the preacher said, let's jump for joy. Another bunch got filled. Remember Kansas City? Remember that? I was chairing the meeting. Now this guest preacher, who was on this kick of jumping. And here I am on the platform, my usual dignified self. And this guy decided that everybody would prove their spirituality by jumping. And this mind-blown hippie that was looking for a new kick was in there, and he did his jumping. I still remember the one that I can't quite get over is I remember Frieda Lindsay of Christ for the Nations. She took her shoes off and she was doing these ballet moves. Just leaping. I watched that, you know, this lady. I watched Frieda, who heads this large organization. I watched. And while I was watching Frieda, this hippie nailed me. And he started stomping, and I didn't know whether to hit him, My mother was back at the back. You remember Dr. Mears was watching to see what I'd do, and I said, well, you know, don't knock it if you haven't tried it. So I started hopping. I made that hippie wish he had left his feet at home. It didn't do a thing for me except make me madder as the moments went by. You getting the message of this song? Today I have the Spirit because someone helped me know Christ is formed in hearts by faith, not putting on a show. But memories of my background I thought you'd like to hear. It's funny now, but what a waste. Those years I spent in fear. That's my sermon for today. Now, come on. Come on. Be honest. Be honest. Isn't that the only time in your life a preacher preached a sermon and got done before you knew it? I mean, I really slipped one in on you. Now, Ron's going to sing the benediction, and I'll be looking at you at 2 o'clock.